You are tuned into the Bernard Bergen podcast.
When I looked up resilience, it said resilience is what gives people the psychological strength to cope with stress and hardship. It is the mental reservoir of strength that people are able to call on in times of need to carry them through without them falling apart. Resilience. I'll repeat that one more time. Resilience is what gives people the psychological strength to cope with stress and hardship. It is the mental reservoir of strength that people are able to call on in times of need to carry them through without them falling apart. Resilience needs to be a part of our core nature. It needs to be a part of our DNA, because there are things you're going to face that will challenge everything you currently are, and you have to be able to walk through that without falling apart. Resilience needs to be a part of your DNA. No matter what you do in life, there are going to be moments that you are going to be tested. I had so many deaths in my family this year. The whole funeral budget is gone. Nobody else can die for 2019. They got to wait till 2020. Like, they got to wait. I'm telling everybody, you can't die this year. The budget for funerals is gone. But what I noticed was, especially amongst the men in my family, there was a resilience where it was painful, grandmama leaving, mama leaving the planet, and they're hurting. But when that casket is closed and that funeral prayer is said, it's day one, and they just go on. And it's not that they don't hurt. It's not that it's not challenging. You lost someone you truly care about. But what they're committed to is living and doing so fully versus staying stuck in the past, staying stuck on the moment, not being resilient enough to get up off the canvas and move on. I think that's what resilience looks like. You're gonna face Goliath. What does that have to do with you? You showed up for what you showed up for. You gotta go down swinging. And I wanna challenge you to look at your life. Where are some areas you need to get back up in? Because you didn't come just to show up. You came for a championship. You came for a victory. And without knowing it, you have let life put you against the ropes, and you have let life kind of put you on the ground a couple times. And resilience demands of you that you get back up. But resilience demands of you that you remember that you've done hard things before. If other people are doing something, that means it's possible. I think that's a big key to being resilient and making resilience a part of your DNA, is remembering that if you've seen sobriety, if you've seen strong marriages, if you've seen people living out of debt, being able to take the vacations that they want, if you've seen people owning their homes, their cars, being able to pay for those things cash, it's possible. And maybe you just need to spend some time to learn some of the strategies and techniques. The chief thing is you don't get to quit, y'all. As I challenge myself to grow, what I'm finding is that, man, I have, out of all my values and core principles, the one that has helped me stay the course this year more than anything else has been resilience. Why? Because life will hit you. And I think one of the problems is we want to keep going only if the road is paved. And all the roads are not going to be paved. Sometimes you're going to have to be the one who paves the way for those coming behind you. Sometimes you're going to just have to walk. And I think when we build resilience, what we also build is self-reliance. And it doesn't mean we don't ask for help. It doesn't mean we don't ask for guidance. But what it does mean is my push-ups don't make you strong. So you can ask me for the blueprint, the coach's number, the nutrition plan, but you still have to do the work. You have to be ambitious enough to say, this is my work. I'm committed to it, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, and no matter who puts me on the canvas. Life will happen. Life is allowed to happen. And what you do is you realize that the goals don't change. The methodologies might. What I will challenge you to realize is, you know, sometimes we are fighting the process versus just adapting to what's required. Like, for example, you know, I have clients that coach with me, and it's when they're on the road that they don't work out quite consistently. My challenge to them is always like, just eat less. There's some adjustment you can make. If you eat in 3,000 calories a day, but in your natural environment, you go into the gym 2 days, and now you're traveling for work, and you don't go to the gym at all, cut your calories down to 1,500. It's going to offset. How do I know? I've done it. Make whatever adjustment your life required. I think when we come together, we share our stories, we carry this weight together, we become stronger because of it. Because so many times when we are facing those tough moments, we isolate, we are not being reminded of the gifts we already have. We're not being reminded that if we just get up off the canvas and we face our enemy, we might be the bigger man that night. You can lose optimism, but the reality is the sun is always shining somewhere, always. And it might not be shining where you're at, but you stay alive long enough, it will be shining again. And you have to show up with that mindset that this could be your day, this could be your moment, and not quit on yourself. This is the gym. This is your treadmill. This is where you learn to perfect that counterpunch. This is where you learn to fight blind. You learn to trust that corner man who's like, look, you need to stay closer to the center of the ring. Keep throwing your jab. I don't care if it hits him or not. Just keep jabbing. It's keeping him away. And I think when we do life, a bit of training, a bit of coaching, a bit of brotherhood, what you get is enough stories to fuel your resilience. Because what I found is that person yelling at you and reminding you that we have a bigger objective, not just accomplishing the mission, but going home, gives you enough to push through that 11th hour. It's always darkest before the dawn. It's supposed to be. Like, I like to go train when it's cold because I hate the cold. And that's where I go train, 1 to 2 something in the morning, because I hate being up that early. I hate being cold. But what it does for me is it reminds me that this is the worst it's going to get. And I think sometimes while being positive and optimistic, we have to learn to train dirty and train for war. And at any point, if we have to go there to overcome, we can, because we're trained for it. And what I think sometimes we run from is how painful training is supposed to be. We have to ask ourselves, what is the training we need to experience for what we're about to face in our life? Having all these people die this year, it would have took me out. Just the mindset of who I was. But because I have so many men training with me, encouraging me, uplifting me, reminding me how to face losses, reminding me how to stay in the fight through tough times. Some rounds, you don't get to throw punches back. You just wait to hear the bell ring. Some rounds, you have to take that knee and wait that full 8. He says, 8, you just start to get up. He's like, nah, you still want to fight? Yeah, I want to fight. And then you look at the clock like, please ring the bell. So it's not about having pretty rounds, because those first few gonna look sexy. The first few, you're gonna look like Floyd. But we go deep and those knees start to shake. You're gonna have to have people around you reminding you what's in you, reminding you what you're made of, reminding you how you've trained and overcome so many things before to get to this point, to be a part of the big fight. And I'm telling you guys, man, this is where you do the training.
Control starts with self. Self-control. I want you to win, but you don't want to win because you are OOC, out of control. Talent doesn't require self-control. You were born with talent. Winning one time doesn't require self-control. Everyone has experienced a victory a time or two, but those who live in victory have chosen to be disciples, discipline, and students of things that bring self-control. You have control over one thing in life, self. Master that, and others will choose to follow. The man who has mastered himself has unlocked the keys to the universe, for the universe has always aligned with a person who is a master of himself.
The Bernard Bergen Podcast is brought to you by BernardBergen.com.